one halakha in the laws of Eruv Tafshilin. This year, the laws of Eruv Tafshilin are very significant because we have the Hagim will come out on Thursday and Friday and Shabbat. It'll happen three times. It'll happen for Rosh Hashanah, and it'll happen for the Yamim Tovim Rishonim of Sukkot, and the final holiday of Sukkot as well. Shemini Aseret, Simchat Torah. These holidays all fall out Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. Halakha says that one is forbidden to prepare from Friday Yom Tov for Shabbat unless one established Erubei Tafshilin on the Wednesday before the Hag. We discussed already different halachot regarding how to set up the Erubei Tafshilin and what type of food you're supposed to take. Basically what it does is it allows us then to prepare from Friday Yom Tov for the Shabbat, to cook and to bake and to do all the needs. There is a big mahloket amongst the Rishonim and the Aharonim. What exactly does Eruvei Tafshilin allow us to do? Everybody agrees if it's done properly, it allows us to cook, it allows us to bake and do all things for Ochen Nefesh. The question is, does Eruv Tafshilin allow us to do other preparations that are not Ochen Nefesh from Yom Tov to Shabbat? As a simple example, is it permissible, based using Eruv Tafshilin, to move the Sefer Torah on Yom Tov? For example, Rosh Hashanah, we read V'Hashem Pakad Etzarah U'Akedat Yitzhak, which is Parashat Vayera. And now on Friday, which would be the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Gabbai wants to move the Torah now to Parashat Azinu, because that Shabbat is Shabbat Shuvah. We read Azinu, so he wants to move the Sefer Torah. What is he doing actually? He's preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbat. So is that included in the Eruv Tafshilin, such a Hakana? According to Rav Hida in Mahazik Beracha, he holds it is not included. Unless you say it Beferush, unless you explicitly stipulate at the time of Eruvei Tafshilin, and you say, like we have it in our Nosach, ולעמיעבד כל סרחנה מיום טוב לשבת. למיעבד כל סרחנה. Not only לאפויה ולבשולה ולאטמונה ולאדלוקי שרגה. That means to cook and to bake and to light candles, but למיעבד כל סרחנה. To do all our needs for Yom Tov to Shabbat. Rav Hida says if you make that stipulation, you have no problem. However, lahalakha, most of the Aharonim argue on Rav Hida, and they hold that even if you didn't actually stipulate in the Eruv Tafshilin, it still would be permissible, just with a regular Eruv Tafshilin, with any stipulation, to do all preparations. For example, moving the Sefer Torah, tidying up the house. Sometimes the Gebaim go and they prepare the mikvaot and things like that. All those preparations indeed would be mutar miyom tov le Shabbat.